fouls off the handle of her bat. 0-1 is the count for Nelson. So, lineup to it again. 0-1 count. Grease back to Nelson. And she freezes Nelson. That was a nice pitch. And she goes down 0-2 in the count. Nelson, she's 1-for-2 in the game with an RBI. That coming in the third inning. Big opportunity here for the senior. Pitch on the way. She hits it to center, and it's caught right by Nagel. And she didn't have to make more than two steps, and that's allowed out to center. And for the Royals, that's the fifth inning, ladies and gentlemen. No runs on two hits, no errors, and two left on. So that's a very unfortunate situation there in the fifth inning for the Royals, but still got two innings to go. But now, 7-8-9 batters due up for Auburndale, and we'll have that for you in the sixth inning. Just a moment on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid-20s. More sunshine than clouds for Wednesday. Warmer with a high in the mid-50s. Some showers and storms Thursday. And becoming breezy, high temperatures well into the 60s. Right now it's 48.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Seven, eight, nine batters due up here for Auburndale. Top of the sixth inning. Softball action where Auburndale holds a lead 4-1 in this contest over the Assumption Royals. Maya Katzenberger due up for the Eagles. She's 1-for-2 with a double in the game. We'll see what the Royals can do here. Limit the damage and inflict some damage if you can. This pitch, first one by Kavanaugh. That's going to be outside. 1-0 count, Katzenberger. Another pitch coming up here in a second here. And here it is by Kavanaugh. Swing and a miss. Swung over that one. Dropped down in the dirt. And count goes 1-1. Wind dying down just a hair. Watch, I say that, and it comes right back. As there's a called strike right down the middle. So 1-2 count, Katzenberger. Royals have some very, very strong pitching this season. As they sometimes, like I said, sometimes defensively, they just have some struggles as there is a question of a swing and a miss, and it is judged by the umpire, bases umpire, that she did go. She did not hold up. That's out number one here at the top of the sixth inning. That now is Grace Schulte, 0-for-2 in the game with a strikeout. Oh, pitch on the way. Called strike for Kavanaugh. And 0-1 of the count yet again for Kavanaugh. Officially, the Royals have committed three errors in the game, which another offer at a bunt and missed, and there's strike two. 0-2 count to Schulte. Pitch is on its way. That's high and outside. Ball, 1-2 count. Of course, like I mentioned, the wind said the wind was dying down, and now it is not. And a swing and a miss for Schulte, and there's two down in the inning. As now it will be Jalen Scher. Scher comes up 0-for-2, fly out to center and fly out to second. in the game. A swing and a miss on the first offering. 4-5-6 due up for the Royals in the bottom of the inning. Hopefully they can do a little damage. It's what happened last night. Is pitch in there. It's going to be low. Kavanaugh, she fires it back in there. Swing and a miss for sure. And the count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two out. Nobody on for the Eagles here, top of the sixth inning. They still hold a 4-1 advantage. Settling in there, Kavanaugh, she fires. That's going to be outside. So count levels of 2-2. Again, deuce is wild. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Nobody on. That's going to be outside, and the count goes full. Good crowd on hand for both sides of the docket. Swing and a miss, and down goes Sure. Striking out the side is Kavanaugh. Oh, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And that's 5.5 in the books. Royals, you're running out of time here. As 4-5-6 batters due up. Vollert, Owie, and Owie. Sounds like a law firm. But we'll have that for you just in a moment here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family to get you back on the road. You have stuff to do.
Tom Petty bringing us back to the bottom of the sixth inning. 4-5-6 batters due up. Macy Vollert, Elaine Owie, and Brianna Owie for the Royals. They got some work to do. 4-1, Auburndale lead. They jumped on them early with three runs in the first inning, and Royals have been struggling since then. It's not that they played poorly. They just teed off right away. Bunch of doubles in that first inning, being Auburndale. That's how they got a 4-1 lead. First pitch in there, that's called strike. Second one, swinging for Vollert. She's 0-2 in the count. She's 0-2 in the game. Flew out to second and grounded to third. An old 5-3 putout. We'll see if she can right the ship here. She's down count 0-2. And that next pitch is a ball outside, so the count goes 1-2. Reloading things here is Griesbach. She looks in. Vollert steps out. Time is called. Got a practice swing in there for Vollert. 1-2 count. Griesbach looking in. Gets a sign. Delivers home. Low. Vollert does not chase. 2-2 count for Vollert. She looks to get on base for the first time today. Trailing 4-1 to Auburndale, bottom of the sixth inning. Griesbach fires in high and inside. Count goes full. This is one way to do it. Wear a pitch or just get a walk. I think you want to wear one. I mean, it's going to hurt in this cold weather. Vollert ready for it. Griesbach, full count, fires home, payoff pitch. She spoils that. Foul outside of play, first base side. And we get another pitch coming up, another payoff. Griesbach versus Vollert. We'll see how things go. Vollert awaits the delivery. Rocks, fires, Griesbach home. Way inside, and that's a leadoff walk for Vollert. That's one way to do it. Now they'll bring up Elaine Owie, as she is 0-1 in the game. With a ground out to second, she did reach via walk in the second. She did ground out in the fourth. So we'll see what she does. Run around, nobody out, as that's just a little pop foul in the infield for Owie. So 0-1 count. Runner on first, nobody out. 0-1 count to Lena Owie. Griesbach gets ready, delivers home. And that goes back to the fence, as that will be a foul, 0-2 count. Thought it bounced off the bat, wasn't sure. Screened up by the umpire just a little bit. So, 0-2 count, nobody out, runner on first for Lena Owie. Griesbach, she gets ready, she rocks, she fires it home. That's going to be low and outside. So count goes 1-2. Lena did not chase. So wise choice for the young lady. Pitch home. That's going to be low. Outside again. Count levels up 2-2. That'd be something. Get another sixth inning rally for the Royals. Happened last night. Why not tonight? And that's popped up out of play. Thankfully, there's a roof here. So, count stays 2-2. We'd love to see another pitch. Owie settles in. Griesbach gets a sign, steps up on the rubber, rocks back, fires it home. And that's called strike three, looking for Owie, and that's first out of the inning. That'll bring up Brianna Owie. Brianna, 0 for 1 in the game with a strikeout looking in the fourth. She did reach base in the second on a fielder's choice, so it doesn't count as an at-bat. Oh, Brianna Owie up to the bat. See what she can do. Vollert standing on first. First offering, swing and a miss for Owie. On deck in the batter's circle is Jess Norton, followed by Delaney Hunt. Royals would like to get their top half of the order another crack at it. They've got to get some runs here in a hurry. Pitch, that falls low before the plate. Nice block there by the catcher. As count goes 1-1 to Brianna Owie. Third pitch offering on the way. That's fouled up onto the roof. Mr. Kavanaugh going to get it. Count goes 1-2 two strikes, one down. Runner on first for Brianna Owie. We'll see what this next offering is. Griesbach stomps her right foot down on the rubber, throws, and it's just a bit outside. That's close, a very close pitch, but we'll side with the umpires on that as it goes 2-2. Pitch on the way. Inside, count goes full to Brianna Owie. 3-2-1 on the scoreboard. 3 balls, 2 strikes, one out. One runner on first and Macy Vollert. We'll see what Owie can do here. Pitch on the way, and that's fouled out of play. She wanted that one. Spoiled it. Let's see another pitch. Bottom of the fourth inning, Auburndale leading, Assumption, 4-1. We'll see how things close out here in a few moments. Got a final from Nakusa. As softball pulled off another victory, 15-0 in that game. As there's a walk for Owie, and that's two on, one down. Puts Vollert in scoring position. That brings up designated player Jess Norton. I think they are changing that up. I believe they are bringing in Reagan Stableski. And that is who they're bringing in. And Reagan Stableski, freshman on the team, as Norton, she was 0 for 2 in the game. So bringing in a fresh at-bat. See if that can spark some offense here. Is 2 on, 1 down. Bottom of the 6th inning. Assumption trailing 4 to 1. And wouldn't you know it, another no-hitter for the Papermakers as Wilhorn did it this time. Good for her. Back-to-back no-hitters for the Papermakers as there is a hit up the first base side. Foul for Reagan. 0-1 count, one down. Yeah, Reagan Wilhorn, 4 innings pitched, 9 strikeouts. No walks in the game. Back-to-back no-hitters for the Papermakers. I don't believe I've ever seen that before. Whether it's Papermakers or not, it doesn't matter. I don't think I've seen back-to-back no-hitters. Another pitch in there, and that's going to be a little high for a ball. So congratulations for Nakusa. That's awesome. Reach back, fires in to Sobleski, and that's in off the hands. That's going to be a little bit of trouble. Sobleski throws, gets to first, not in time. The pitch, it's an out, but she gets the base runners up to second and third. That's what you got to do, is that brings up Delaney Hahn. As two in scoring position, Hahn comes up. Fortunately, Hahn is 0 for 2 in the game. Fly out to second and a line out to center. That last one was a really loud out. So we'll see if she can put the ball in play this time. Swing and a miss. First offering, the bottom just dropped out of that. It's not a bad pitch. Not a bad swing either. His count goes 0-1. Griesbach settles in. Fires to home. High for a ball. I was going to say anything. That's a story of the week right there. Nakusa softball, back-to-back no-hitters. Outstanding. Good job, young ladies. Pitch on the way, and that's fouled out of play first base side. So the count goes 1-2 to Hahn. Two on, two outs. 1-2 count. So Griesbach trying to wiggle out of this jam. Either way, you're going to probably have the 9-1-2 batters coming back up for assumption in the seventh. A swing and a miss, and down goes Hahn. Royals, they were knocking on the door. They just couldn't barge on through. Swing and a miss for out number three. As there's no runs, no hits, no errors, and two left on base. Well, top of the seventh we go. Auburndale enjoying a nice 4-1 lead over the Royals, but a lot of ball, a little bit of ball game to be played here. It's the top of the order due up for the Eagles. We'll have that here just in a moment for you on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Wrong with that. Great tune, Cheap Trick. As it is the top of the order for Auburndale coming up here, top of the seventh inning. Krings, Griesbach, Grimm. And first pitch, low and bouncing to the backstop, is a ball from Kavanaugh to Mike Krings. Krings led off the game with a double and scored a run in the first inning, but then she's 0 for 2 after that, so she's 1 for 3 technically in the game. Fly out to left, and then a strikeout in the fourth. First appearance at the plate since then. She goes up in the count. Two balls, one strike. Kavanaugh throws to home. That's fouled back, so count levels up 2-2. keep an eye on, see if I got any more updates. Kavanaugh delivers home, 2-2 count, and that's golf shotted right off the ground back to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh to first in time. So one down in the inning, 1-3 put out, and that brings up Morgan Griesbach. And she is 0-for-1 in the game. She has reached twice, one with a walk, one with a hit-by-pitch, and she has scored two runs. We'll see what she can do here. Outside ball one. Checking a couple of the scores. Foul ball, 1-1 count. End of the fifth inning, Auburndale up over Assumption Baseball, 10-1. Looking at a couple more. Softball action, Wisconsin Rapids, they're up on the Tigers. In the ninth inning, 9-3. Rapids looking like they're going to pull out a win there. As Rapids and East baseball still tied up 1-1 from what I can tell. Port Edwards up over Bowler, 6-4. As there is another pitch that goes back to the backstop. 1-2 count, one down in the top of the seventh inning. Auburndale up 4-1. Ball back in play. Kavanaugh gets ready. Settles in. Rocks, fires. Be outside. So count goes 2-2. One down in the inning. Royals looking to get back in this. Can't allow another run. Can't make it any harder than it has to be now. There's a ground ball. Ball. Ball, ball. So count goes 2-2. One down in this top of the seventh inning. Zach, and any other scores that really pertain? As there's a grounder to short, Schooley, Owie, in time. And a 6-3 put out. Two down. That brings up Braylee Grimm. And she's 1-for-2 in the game. A single. She did ground out to first, and she did have a sacrifice hit, 1-3. So sacrifices do not count. As in a bat, she's giving herself up. So two down. First pitch on the way. Called strike right down the middle. No balls, one strike count call. Kavanaugh to Grimm. Second pitch, that's going to be way low early. So count levels 1-1. That breeze has tamed down a bit, thankfully, right at the end of the day. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss. Count goes 1-ball, 2-strikes. I always kind of laugh at that. Right in the evening, right before sundown, the wind dies down. It's like it being cloudy and rainy all day in the last 15 minutes before the day's over. Then it gets sunny out. Wasted a day. Pitch on the outside. Ball two. Count goes. Deuces wild. 2-2. Two out. Top of the seventh. 4-1 ball game. Auburndale up on top of Assumption. Pitch on the way. Foul ball. So we get to see another one. Oh, we'll see what the payoff pitch brings. And that is a grounder. Hahn has an in time to Owie, and that's a 5-3. Nice throw for Hahn. 5-3 put out. Well, nice 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. Well, Seth going to the bottom of the seventh inning. Last call for the Assumption Royals. They got to get some runs here, three at a minimum, and it will be the 9-1-2 batters due up. So last call for the Assumption Royals, and we'll have that here for you on 105.5 FM WIRI in just a moment.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Nine, 1-2 up for the Royals. This is last call. Three outs to work with, trailing Auburndale 4-1. Bottom of the seventh inning, leading things off, Emerson Bry. She's 1-for-2 in the game with a single, and she fly out to third. First offering, that's grounder to shortstop. She bobbles it, not in time. E6 to lead things off for Bry. Royals in business. That'll bring up now Hannah Schooley, as she will be coming up to the plate. 2-for-3, a double and a single, run scored and a stolen base, and she did fly out to shortstop in the fifth inning. So, one on, no down, trailing 4-1. Here is the Royals. As first pitch sent foul, way out of play. Hopefully that didn't hit my truck. I should be all right. If it did, I know her parents. So, 0-1 count to Schooley. Runner on, nobody down. Standing in there is Griesbach. Fires home, and that's lined right to second base. Doubled up in time. Grimm to Anderson for the double play, and there's a two down. That's tough luck. A line right to second for the first one. And 4-3 to pick off Bry. That's tough luck right there. That just doesn't go your way when that happens. And now down to their last out, Ari Kavanaugh. First pitch, low ball. Kavanaugh, 1-for-3 in the game. Ground out to second, then a fly out to right. And a single in the fifth inning. Need some more two-out magic for the Royals. They can get it. Pitch on the way, and that's going to be outside. Count goes 2-0. That's just tough luck. That was a laser shot, but right to the second baseman, who was ready for it. Good play for the young lady. Swing and a miss for Kavanaugh. So count goes 2 balls, 1 strike, 2 down. Nobody on now. Bottom of seventh inning, trailing Auburndale 4-1. Pitch on the way, and that's going to be high and outside. Count goes 3-2. You get on base for Kavanaugh. That brings up Nelson and potentially Vollert to continue the game. They need it if they want to come back here. It's not over, but it's getting close. Pitch on the way, and that's hit right center field. That's going deep, but it's going to be there to right field, and it's caught by Grace Schulte, and there is your game ender as Kavanaugh flies out to right to end the contest. No runs, no hits, one error, nobody left in the bottom of the seventh inning, and that is your ball game where Auburndale takes a 4-1 victory over the Assumption Royals. So, going to do a little bookwork here, Seth. Probably be about 1 minute. We'll be back here for the unhappy totals here at Robinson Park. Where again, Auburndale 4, Assumption 1. And we'll be back here just in a moment on 105.5 FM WIRI.
This is the chef of love, Chef Gennard, TV host and restaurateur. My grandparents harvested their land to sell food and shared its overflowing bounty with our community. Grandma said, for every yam we pick, we give one away. In the world they cultivated, I love preparing and eating dinner with my family on Sundays. When our resources changed, food assistance programs sustained us. They gave me fuel to start my first culinary business at 16 years old, and inspiration to donate the extra food in my community. Through my life, I've developed an appetite to work with others to ensure everyone has access to the nutritious food we need to thrive. Together, we can help end hunger. Come on, join the movement with Feeding America by volunteering, donating, and advocating. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Good hitting to start the game was the difference for Auburndale, as they were able to string together a couple doubles, and that was the difference as they led 3-0 after the first inning, and then were able to really hold on as they were able to score one more run in the third, or in the fifth, after Assumption scored one in the third, and that was all your scoring in the game. 4-1 victory for Auburndale over Assumption today, this afternoon, here at Robinson Park. In that first inning, looking back at the sheet of paper, leadoff double by Maya Krings, then a walk by Morgan Griesbach, sacrifice bunt by Graham, set up a double, a 2-RBI double by Danica Blomberg. And that was followed up by a single by Taylor Anderson to move the score to 3-0. That was how things sat until the bottom of the third inning, when Emerson Bry, she led things the inning off with an out. Then Anna Schooley hits single. Then with two outs, after Schooley was able to steal second, Claire Nelson delivered on a single to right to make the score 3-1. That's all we heard from the Assumption offense. As then later in the game, on a leadoff hit by pitch by Griesbach, Blomberg drives in another run on a single to right for the 4-1 score, and that's what the final was. Looking up and down the box score, Griesbach got the win. 7 innings pitched, 6 hits scattered, 1 run, 1 earned run given up. 5 strikeouts, 3 walks, so Royals a little more selective on the pitching for them this time. Just didn't work out for them. As we will look at Blomberg, the catcher, 2-for-3 in the game, scored 1 run, had 3 RBI. And Griesbach scored 2 runs to lead the way, as that was really the offensive production for the Eagles, as Krings, Blomberg, and Katzenberger all recorded doubles in the game. And Blomberg with 1 stolen base. For the Royals, tough luck for Macy Voller. Caught the win yesterday. This couldn't come through today. 4 innings pitched, 5 hits given up, 4 runs given up, 3 earned, 4 strikeouts, 1 walk. And she was relieved by Ari Cavanaugh. Ari Cavanaugh, she went 3 innings of relief, allowed 1 hit, struck out 4, and no walks. 1 double in the game, that was Anna Schooley. As we look up these stats there, Anna Schooley was 2-for-4 in the game with 1 run. Ari Cavanaugh had 1 hit. Claire Nelson with a hit. And then 2 hits by Emerson Bry. So number 9 hitter getting her done for the Royals today. But unfortunately just couldn't get her done on the scoreboard, as they came up short today, 4-1 at Robinson Park. So for upcoming broadcasts, got Playmakers on Wednesday, 5-6 on WFHR. And then again on Saturday, 5-6 on WFHR. We'll be having more games coming up next week. Got kind of the rest of the week off with my turkey season, so I'm going to be a little busy. But I'll be looking forward to talking to you all next time we get the chance when we have more games coming up here on 105.5 FM WRI. So for Seth Habiger back at the studio, all of our sponsors, thank you so much for allowing this to happen. Of course, all of our listeners, couldn't do it without you. And, of course, with the sponsors as well, couldn't do it without you either. My name is Mike Comer. Thanks for joining this afternoon and into the evening. You guys have a great one out there. Have a great rest of your week. Great weekend. Be safe out there. And keep listening to Classic Country here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Hi, this is Alan Jackson.
Hi, this is Reba.
Hey, this is Kenny Rogers.
105.5 WIRI.
Talking Friday evening, mama doesn't know she's leaving. Tis you hear the screen door slamming, rubber squealing, gears are jamming. Local country station just a blaring on a radio. Pick him up at 7 and they're heading to the rodeo. Mama's on the front porch screaming out her warning. Girl, you better get your red head back in bed before the morning. O'clock the show is in, but the fun is just beginning. She knows he's anticipating, but she's gonna keep him waiting. Grab a bite to eat and then they're heading to the honky tonk. But loud crowds and line dancing just ain't what they really want. Drive out to the boondocks and park down by the creek, hey, where it's George Strait, real late and dancing cheek to cheek. Ain't going down till the sun comes up, ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck. Starts a hard romance and 1 o'clock that truck is rocking. 2 is coming, still no stopping. Break to check the clock at 3, they're right on where they want to be. And 4 o'clock, get up, get going. 5 o'clock, at Rooster's Crow. On his way, the stalls are clean, the horse is fed. They say she's grounded till she's dead. Well, here he comes around the bend, slowing down, she's jumping in. Hey, mom, your daughter's gone, and there they go again.
city and died too young. Over there, it's holding that gun for Uncle Sam and our freedom. Mom and Daddy dressed in black, they folded up that flag, handed it to Dad, started praying. Yeah, and he went out, 21 guns blazing, and that's one.
Like this world spinning faster than it did in the old days. So naturally we have more natural disasters from the strain of a fast pace. Someday was a day of rest. Now it's one more day for progress. Drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. I'm picking on the sixth string. People pass by and you call them by their first name. Watching the clouds roll by. Sometimes I can hear this old earth shouting
trees as the wind blows. That's when I climb up here on this mountain to look through God's window. You call them by their first name, watching the clowns roll by, by, by. Sometimes I dream I'm driving down an old dirt road, not even listed on the map. I pass a dad and son carrying a fishing pole, but I always wake up every time I try to turn back. I miss Mayberry, sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. Picking on the sixth string when people pass by and call them by the first name, watching the clowns roll by.
WIRI, Wisconsin Rapids home for country favorites and classics.
It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey, Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver." Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. One day I'll look back and I'll miss when my whole world wasn't over that dash. It was back there buckled in, saying, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by?" The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. My backseat driver. It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
Man, I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint. Do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. My four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots. I owe it all to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard-working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land. And I'm burning. Come Friday night, I like to party hard. I carry on with the Cadillac cutie. Spend my whole week's pay on some weekend beauty. Come Monday morning, I'm the first to arrive. I ain't nothing but business, y'all, from 9 to 5. I'm a hard, hard working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land.
Country favorites and classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
Girl, I never seen you in this town. If you need somebody to show you around, well, I know somebody. It's a little too loud to talk in here, and your eyes are saying you want to disappear. Well, I know a place and I know somebody. Somebody with a cast.
stuffed truck sitting right outside. It's ready to roll if you're ready to ride. Sun foaming with the moonlit sky. Yeah, I know a guy. I know somebody that's lost all in your smile. That can love you like a song on the radio dial. If that's what you want tonight. I know somebody. And you're looking right in his eyes.
I know somebody.
The way you act so shy, like you ain't sure, like you can't decide. But I heard you tell your friends that you know somebody that makes you laugh, that can get you home, that might make you fall before the night is gone. So come on, you know I'm that somebody. Somebody with a gassed up truck sitting right outside. It's ready to roll if you're ready to ride. Sun coming with the moonlit sky. Yeah, I know a guy, I know somebody that's lost all in your smile. That can love you like a song on the radio dial. If that's what you want tonight, I know somebody. And you're looking right in his eyes.
I know somebody.
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 I know somebody that's looking for a girl like you. Could fall in a kiss or two. Baby, tell me what you wanna do. Cause I know somebody with a gassed up truck sitting right outside. It's ready to roll if you're ready to ride. Sun coming with the moonlit sky. Yeah, I know a guy. I know somebody that's lost all in your smile. That can love you like a song on the radio dial. If that's what you want tonight.
On your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
If your kids turn me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice. Like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love. Just trying to write a song, I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say is there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turn your back on me, walked away, not a thing about the way I feel would change. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle.
what's yours. Like a compass needle needing its true north.